copy of God's word, it ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. The story still can be told. It ain't over. Luke 23, 39. Let's go to Calvary for a little while. Luke, the 23rd chapter, verse number 39. It ain't over. I'm hard-headed. I don't give up much. You hear me? I was cutting a tree the other day. That thing, literally, you can come look at it. It was that big around. And I went and got my neighbor to help me cut it. And we got down in there and burnt one saw, one chain, had another chain. He said, man, we need to take time and go sharpen that chain. He said, we'd be a lot quicker. We was almost through it. I said, man, we just keep on. It's going to cut eventually. He said, it's going to take us a while. I said, I ain't got nothing else to do. We cut that thing in two. He said, preacher, I don't know if it'll work. You just stay with it. It's going to work. You stick by the stuff because it ain't over. Luke 23, 39, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Luke 23, 39, it ain't over. And the Bible says, and one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing that thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, the only one has the authority, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Father, I thank you for the text. I thank you for the thief. Oh, but I thank you for the change that came in his life. And Lord, I pray this morning for whoever I'm talking to, the thinks that they're at the life's end. They think they're at the end of the road. They think that there's no hope. There's nothing else left. There's no good can keep coming out of. Father, it ain't over. Father, it ain't over. No matter how hopeless things may seem, Lord God, there's still hope when we call on the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray this morning, whoever I'm talking to, Father, I pray this morning that they get under the spout where the glory runs out. I pray this morning that they get to the place where they see you high and lifted up. Father, I pray this morning for Kinsey and Brother Hayden. Lord God, I lift them up to you. I ask you to touch her body. Lord, I ask you to touch Brother Hayden as he has to wait out into the lobby there, Father. Lord God, he's having to wait. Lord God, I pray that he knows it ain't over. Lord God, the story's just being wrote. Lord, for the ones that's in here that don't know, Sister Caitlin and Brother Riley fixing to have a baby. Lord, it ain't over. That's not the end of the story, Father. Brother Lee with his report that's going to come, it ain't over. That's not the end of the story, Father. Lord God, there's hope in this place and there's peace in here because Jesus passed by. Lord God, Jesus is in the house. Lord, for the man that may be lost, Jesus is in the house. And the one that may have things going on, Jesus is in the house. It ain't over. Lord, I pray this morning that you illuminate my mind. I pray you guard my throat and my thoughts. I pray everything I say be about you. Father, I pray everything that I do this morning will glorify Jesus. I pray I do nothing but be a great cheerleader for you. I pray I root you on. I pray I lift up Jesus in a mighty way. And Lord, I pray when people walk out of this place that when they stand before the judgment seat of Christ, they can't hold it to my charge that I didn't tell them about Jesus. Before the one that might die and go to hell, they won't stand before the great white throne and say, he didn't tell me about Jesus. Father, I don't want that blood on my hands. Lord, I don't want that on my charge. And this morning, whoever I'm talking to this morning, they'll be guilty of the sin that's in their life if it's not washed in the blood of Jesus. Bless this service. Bless the reading of your word. We give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated this morning. It ain't over. As we come this morning to Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 39 this morning, I want you to know that it ain't over, that God is still on the throne. The Word of God says that at Calvary there was three men hanging on that old rugged cross. They was the Son of God sitting there in the middle hanging for the sin of the whole world. And there was two men hanging on each side. And if you walked by Golgotha's hill and you walked by Calvary and you looked up on them crosses, you would think that all three of them men were of no hope. They was of no value. They had done went too far. They had done crossed over the line. I got good news for you this morning. If you got breath in your lungs, hey, you ain't went too far. Can I get an amen? Hey, there's still hope. There's still grace and there's still peace at the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, but this morning I want you to know it's not over, because the story's still told. And you say, preacher, how can you tell me that it ain't over? You don't know how far some of my kids has went. You don't know how far that I've went. You don't know what I've done. You don't know what's hanging on me. You don't know what my marriage is like. You don't know what my home life is like. You don't know what's going on in my life. Friends, I want you to know there's nobody that I can find in the Word of God. We read in Acts 9 Wednesday night how a lame man, how Peter came by and said, Jesus maketh thee whole. And that lame man was in a dark place. Hey, but I ain't never seen nobody, according to this other man that hung beside Jesus, that close to death. Hey, I want you to know he was that close to death. He was hanging on that old rugged cross and he was dying there and he was guilty for the plea that was on him. Hey, but as he hung on that cross, I want you to know it wasn't over for him. And this morning you may be there in your life and it ain't over for you this morning. As I read this, I see three things in the text, a reason why it ain't over. Look with me, Will, if you will, in verse number 39, it ain't over when your condition looks hopeless. Hey, listen to me this morning. It ain't over when your condition looks hopeless. Everything around you looks hopeless. Everything that you're praying for, everything that's going on, it looks hopeless. And there's nothing you can do. I'm talking about the condition has done got dark. It's done got black. Everywhere you look, it's doom and gloom. And there's nothing happy. There's no positivity. And all you see is your condition is getting worse and worse. I want you to know this morning, it ain't over when your condition looks hopeless. Hey, there's hope in the blood of Jesus this morning. I want you to look with me in verse 39. The Bible says that the thief had done been named. He done been named a thief. And I want you to know, as you call back in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, if you go back and look at condition that they labeled this man, he had done been labeled. He had done been, if you will, he had done been named. There's some of you in here this morning, maybe the world we live in, they've done named you. Maybe your workplace has done named you. Maybe your family has done named you. Amen. I done put a name on you. If you go to the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew called him a thief. We all know what a thief is. That would be somebody that would steal. Hey, but if you go on over to the book of Mark, oh, Mark called him a transgressor. He said that man that hung beside Jesus, not only was he a thief, but he was a transgressor. He was one that would break the law. He had done been named hanging on that old rugged cross. All they wanted to do was crucify him. All they wanted to do was hang you. Hey, Matthew called him a thief. Mark called him a transgressor. Hey, but as we get to the book of Luke, Luke called him a malefactor. And as you read that this morning, do you know what a malefactor is? That would be one that was a violator. He wouldn't stop. He must be put away. Hey, he kept on doing the same old things all the time. He never let up. He never could get over it. Hey, you could put him in jail and he'd get out and keep on doing the same old things. Hey, do you know somebody like that? Have you tried to talk to somebody that keeps going down life's highway and they won't change and they won't get on the right path and they won't do the right things and everything that they touch is doom and gloom. Everywhere they go is doom and gloom. That's what a malefactor is. Hey, I want you to know that Matthew called him a thief. I want you to know they had named him as a transgressor. They had named him as a malefactor, one that wouldn't stop. They said the only way to get him out of society is you're going to have to bind him up and take him away. Hey, as I look around this room this morning, I see some old boys at the police. They got tired of locking them up. Hey, they got tired of running them down. Hey, they got tired of messing with them. And they said the only thing we can do for them is lock them up. I say to you, our prisons are full because all we've done is locked them up. Hey, we ain't gave them Jesus. We ain't gave them the old rugged cross. Hey, we ain't took them to Calvary and showed them what the blood of Jesus would do. Hey, but I want you to know when you go to the book of John, oh, John called him another. Hey, he was just another statistic. He was just another one of them old boys. Hey, don't worry about him. He can't change. Hey, does that sound like somebody this morning? Hey, maybe you was there in your life. They done named you. They done done everything in your life. Hey, the condition looks hopeless, but I want you to know that thief had been named. Hey, but that thief had already been nailed. He had already been nailed. He'd not only been labeled with a name, but he'd done been nailed to his cross. There was no hope when you walked by. Hey, the condition he was in. Hey, them nail-scarred hands was done pierced to that cross. Hey, his feet were done nailed. Hey, he was done laying there ready to die. Hey, this morning, your situation or your condition that you're in, it may look hopeless. You say, preacher, there's no hope for me. I've done been named. Everybody knows what I've done. Hey, you listen to me this morning. It don't care what nobody knows. Hey, this morning, Jesus Christ can save anybody, any place, and any time. Can I get an amen? He said this morning the thief had been named, but he'd been nailed. And I want you to get this morning. And one of the malefactors in verse number 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged. Hey, he was hanging there on that cross. You say, what does that mean? He had been nailed. Hey, to the religious group, he was in trouble. When the religious party walked by, he was in trouble. Let me give you some things he was in trouble of. Number one, he couldn't be saved to the religious group because he couldn't be baptized. Hey, he was in a bad place. He couldn't be baptized, so surely hell would be his home. He couldn't join the local body church, so evidently hell could be his home. He couldn't kneel down, so hell would be his home. Hell would be his home. He couldn't help nobody, so surely hell would be his home. Hey, friends, I want you to know this morning, that's what a lot of people think, but all you have to do is have a conversation with Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, they done named you. Hey, they done nailed you to the cross. They done said, get away with him. He's of no worth. He's of no value. Hey, but Jesus passed by. Amen. Oh, let me show you this, the second thing. When his condition looks hopeless, it ain't over. Maybe you got somebody here this morning, you know, and it looks hopeless. You said, preacher, I don't know if it's going to be any hope for them. Listen to me this morning. When Jesus passed by, there's hope. Number two, it ain't over when your condition looks hopeless. Number two, it ain't over when your confession is honest. When your confession is honest. Look with me, if you will, here in verse number 40. But the other answering rebuked him. There's two hanging on that cross beside Jesus. One railed on him and one rebuked him. Who'd he rebuke? He rebuked that other man hanging on that cross. And look what he says. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? He said, do you not see what's going on? This morning, I want you to know it ain't over when your confession is honest. Because number one, the Bible says that he feared Jesus. Look what he said there in verse number 34 of this text. If you'll understand this, why did he have a confession honest? He remembered in verse number 34 of the text where Jesus said that. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hey, if you want to know why he had that, he had done heard the master talk. He had done seen Jesus pass by. I see that he feared him, but I see number two, he failed him. He knew that he had failed Jesus. He knew he was hanging on the cross. He was guilty for what he did. He knew he deserved hell. He knew he had no hope unless Jesus gave him hope. Hey, this morning I want you to know it ain't over when your confession is honest. He feared him. He failed him, but he couldn't fool him. Look what he says here. He says this in verse 41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. As he hung on that old rugged cross, he said this. He said, we deserve everything that we got coming. Everything that's coming our way, we deserve it. He said, but I want you to know, hey, just because I deserve it, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give out. I'm going to stand by the stuff. I'm going to see if Jesus Christ will save my soul. Hey, maybe somebody here this morning, hey, you're in a hopeless condition. You don't know what to do, where to turn, or where to go. I got good news this morning. If your confession will get honest, if you'll come before Almighty God, and you'll say, Lord God, it may look dark. It may look dim, and I may be desperate. Hey, but I need a touch from heaven. I need you to reach down. Hey, I'm nowhere near that man was on that old rugged cross. I look around this room this morning, and you may look like you're in a dark place. Hey, but listen to me this morning. There's not a person in this room that is nailed to a cross yet. Amen. Oh, my goodness, when your condition looks hopeless, but it ain't over when your confession is honest. But he is Lord. Look what he says. He says in 41, and we indeed justly, for we receive the due rewards of our deeds. But this man, Jesus Christ, but this man had done nothing amiss. And he said, let me give you the third thing. Number one, when your condition looks hopeless, it ain't over. When it looks hopeless, you don't know what to do. It don't look hope. Man, this is all hope's gone. It ain't over. Number two, it ain't over when your confession is honest. When you get real with God. When you get real with Jesus. When you allow that Holy Spirit to search your heart, search your life, and let Him get real. I have seen so many times in my life He's been searching me up one side and searching me down another. I'd be miserable. I'd be all kind of ways. But when I let I get real with Him, He'd get completely real with me. He'd do things on the inside of me like never before. I used this illustration Wednesday night, but I want to use it again this morning. It just fits the sermon. I told them Wednesday night that there was this man, and he was bearing the cross, and he was toting a cross. And that cross was so heavy, he didn't know what to do with it. And everywhere he went, that cross was so heavy. And he toted that cross, and he toted that cross. And he toted it, 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 and said that he come to one night in a dream, and he dreamed that he stood before God, and he told God, he said, this cross that I bear, it's just more than I can bear. I don't know what to do with what's going on in my life. I'm carrying too much. The burden's too strong. It's too heavy. What can I do? And God told him, said, I tell you what, I'm going to open this door, and here is another room with a lot more crosses in it. You can go in there and exchange your cross for another cross. And said he opened the door, brother Brent, and he looked in, and there were some humongous crosses. They was crosses as big as this one back here. They was crosses as big as the one in the foyer. They was one as big as that brother Eric built that's down here. They was crosses everywhere. And when that man looked around, he looked everywhere he could, and he looked over in the corner, and there's a little cross about that big laying over there, brother JD. And he looked at God, and he said, I tell you what, that's the cross I want. I want the little cross. I want that little cross in the corner. And you know what God told him? He said, that's the cross that you brought in. That's the one you've been toting. That's the one you've been toting. You ain't toting nothing big yet. Friends, I want you to know this morning, you may think that you're toting something heavy. Hey, but it ain't heavy when you look at what God can do. I told him Wednesday night, I'm not toting the cross that Brother Lee's toting. He's toting a lot bigger cross than I'm toting. Hey, but I want you to know, we serve the same God. Hey, we serve the same Savior. He's everything to me. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? When your condition looks hopeless, it ain't over. Can I get a amen. If you'll get real with your confession and you'll get honest and you'll tell God, Lord God, this is where I'm at. You know where I'm at, but I'm honest. I want you to change me. I want you to make me new. I want you to do something in my life that when I walk out of this place this morning, I won't leave dull, but I'll leave ready to fight this world tooth and nail in the blood of Jesus. So that man was on the cross. He was nailed. Nothing he could do. Nailed to the cross. He said, preacher, what happened? I see, number one, his condition was hopeless. I see, number two, his confession was honest. He said, I get what I deserve. I get what I deserve. Folks, listen to me. In my life, I've got what I deserve many a times. Brother Roy, I didn't like it sometimes. But tell me the truth. Don't stand back here and sugarcoat nothing to me. Would you stand back here and lie to me? You tell me the truth. There's not a man in this room who likes a lie. If you are, you ain't much of a man. Can I say there's not a woman in this room who likes a lie? If you do, you ain't much of a woman. You say, preacher, what happened to him? Because he couldn't line up to the criteria of the religious world, what happened to him? His condition looked hopeless. His confession was honest. I get what I deserve. But the conversion happened. How could it happen? Because Jesus passed by. How could it happen? How could people in this room, some of these people in this room be saved? How could your pastor be saved? How do I keep being saved? How do I do? How is that possible? It's not about you. It's about Him. It's about the finished work on Calvary. The blood of Jesus Christ. I got saved by the blood. Amen? I got saved by the blood. If I lose my salvation, I lose it by the blood. But that won't work. Satan's got a draw that he can't go past, and that's the bloodline. In the Old Testament, if it was on the doorpost, he couldn't pass past it. That's as far as he could go. That death angel could come right to that door, but he couldn't pass. In the New Testament, you listen to me this morning, and oh, Satan's wearing my head out with this, and I rebuke him in the name of Jesus. There's not but so far Satan could come, and all he can do is come to the bloodline. You remind him about the blood that's in your life. When he comes and he keeps smacking and smacking and smacking. You tell him, get behind me in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've had a good week. A bad week. Oh, Satan, he wants to rire my brain, my mind, and my head. And as I've been studying this, you listen to me, that he said, remember me when you come to into your paradise. Remember me when you get to your kingdom. You know what Jesus said? Today. Today you're going with me. Today. If you died today, could you say, today I'm going to heaven? Could you say right now, today? He said, preacher, I got a long young. I'm this. I'm that. Listen, man, I don't care how old you are. You know how many funerals I've done for young kids? You know how many funerals I've done for old people? You know how many funerals I've done for middle-aged people? Jordan Fry said it, Jackson, Mississippi, squalling his eyes out. Preacher, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And what do I do? What can I do? We stood down there in Jackson, and I said, son, all I know is you just put your trust in Jesus. He said, preacher, could you not give him nothing else? That's all I got. That's what I'm betting my eternity on. I can't give him something else. I'm betting my life on the finished work of Calvary. And as he sat there, they bought him new boots to put on his feet. He'd stand up by the bed, barely could stand up. And as he'd lay back down, he'd say, preacher, I don't want to die. I said, Jordan, do you know Jesus? Yes, I know Jesus. He got saved under that tree over there at Brother Tony's. We was over there and led him to Jesus. He said, I don't want to die. I said, son, I know you don't want to die, but he's going to give you dying grace. That thief that was on that cross, you listen to me, just because he got saved, he still didn't want to die. But he knew he was going to have to. And he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Just remember me when you come into your kingdom. He got honest, and the conversion happened. I don't know why in my mind I think about what God has done in my life. And then I get thinking about death, and I get thinking about what Satan tries to rear in my head and rear in your head. I've had a bad week mentally. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You know how hard that is? Let this mind be. Oh, it's Paul, he loved when he said it. And when you're going through a bad day, somebody loves to quote you Scripture. Sometimes Scripture won't do you no good. What? You ever been in a bad place and they quote you Scripture? And you're like, you don't know, buddy. You don't know. You ain't been there. You ain't been there. You ain't lost everything. You've never lost nothing. You don't know where I'm at. You ever been there? You don't know what it is to be there and him telling you you can lose your wife and your son both in the same. You've never been there and you're going to quote me Scripture. Jesus didn't quote him Scripture. He is the Word. What'd Jesus do? He said, today. Today. He said, because your condition looked hopeless and you realize that you're all lost without me. Because of that and because you got honest, the conversion happened. He said, preacher, I don't know about that. That's all I'm betting on. I told Brother Eric going out of church Wednesday night. How do you know you're saved? Well, I'm saved because how I feel. No. That man, oh, glory. Y'all ain't ready for that this morning. We'll get that later, okay? Y'all ain't ready for that. I'm about to do a lap around this place, son. Been two Sundays since I preached on Sunday nights. Let me tell you, that man didn't feel saved. Brother, he still got nails in his hands. He still got nails. He don't feel saved. Well, I'm saved because I feel like it. Don't go on your feelings. I told Eric Cruz going to the truck Wednesday night, I've done what that Bible said to be saved. I've repented, confessed my sins, believed Jesus Christ as Lord, asked him to come into my life. The Holy Ghost will convict me and he saved me. If that don't work, when I die, I'll go to hell. Hell bound, son. But it ain't a lie, it's true. So guess what? I'm heaven bound. There's days as your pastor, I don't feel saved. Huh? Oh, I ain't talking to nobody this morning. 2 weeks crammed up in a house, ain't talking to nobody. Have you ever been where you didn't feel saved? You're doing everything that a saved person does. You can look at my bank account and see where I tithe every week. I put it in an account. I'm tithing. I'm reading my Bible. I'm praying. I'm studying. I'm doing everything I can do under the sun, and I don't feel saved. It ain't coming alive. Have you ever been there? But I get in that book, and I realize it ain't on what I feel. It's on what he said. Today, I wonder who I'm talking to right now that if today was your day, it'd be over. If today was your day, it'd be over. And you know it. You know if you drawed your last breath today, it'd be over, and you know it. You can look at your bank account, you tithe. You can look at your membership, and it's here. You can look at the prayer meeting, and you come. You're on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. But if it was today, it'd be over. This morning, I want you to know the only reason I'm going to heaven is because of the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed on Calvary. Let me show you His conversion that happened. His conversion that happened. Man, this morning, my heart is so heavy this morning. Under the load of it ain't over. So many people are giving up and getting out and just quitting. This morning, it ain't over. Don't you let Satan talk to you this morning. If you're lost this morning, don't let him talk you out of coming to this altar. Don't let him talk to you. Don't let him get in your ear. If you're saved this morning, don't let him tell you in your ear you're going to lose it tomorrow. Do you believe that way, preacher? I believe that way because the Bible teaches me that way. Let me give you his conversion this morning. His condition was hopeless. His confession was honest. And the conversion happened. Why? Look at the little talk he had with Jesus. Verse 42. He just had a little talk with Jesus. Sproul truss burnt. It was on fire. I went over there and David Barnes told me Miss Jean was down there and I went to where she was at and she was sitting in a metal chair. And I just walked down there where she was at and I just put my arm around her. She's like my second mama. Luke knew I was lost, not living right, doing dope and everything else, but he never would drug test me, never would fire me, wouldn't let me quit. Kept me broke as a hank because he knew I'd buy dope with it. I ain't talking to nobody. But he was that godly man I needed in my life. See, my daddy died when I was 16. I didn't have nobody get in my face. And if they did, it was home. Huh? I didn't have nobody to get up in my face and tell me the way I was going to do it. But that man did. He got right in my face. He'd tell me how it was going to be. And there's days I didn't like it. And I'd get to cry and won't knock his head off. But I knew I had to put food on the table, Brother Harold. And right there where she is at. I knelt down there right there beside her and put my arm around her there. And she looked over and she said, "What do you think?" I said, "I don't know." "What do you think Luke could do?" I said, he'd tell you like he told us. You just got to dig deeper. Just got to dig deeper. There's some of you mom and daddies I'm talking to right now, you just got to dig deeper. It ain't over. It ain't over. "Oh, I'm doing all I can do." Oh, no, you ain't doing all you can do. There ain't nobody in this room doing all we can do. That man on that cross, that thief did all he could do. Son, he was hung there doing all he could do. Crying out to Jesus. When I put my arms around her, I want you to know I felt that Holy Ghost minister to me and her right there at that place, right there on that spot. And I told her, I said, "Jesus is going to get you through. This morning's your pastor, Jesus is going to get you through." Number one, he reverenced Jesus. Look what he said. Look what he said. "If you want to be saved, here you go." Look what he did. And he said, "Jesus, Lord." He reverenced him. Not as a thief, but as Lord. He said, "Jesus," he reverenced Jesus, "Lord." But he requested. Not only he reverenced Jesus, but he requested Jesus. Look what he says. "Remember me." Not only did he reverence, but he requested, "Remember me." And he got a response from Jesus. "And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." This morning, I wrote this down. This morning, here's what I want you. Please hear me. It ain't over. No matter your condition, confess and be converted. I used all my points Wednesday night, I reckon. I don't know. But I'm going to give another one. Amen? Said this little boy. He said, "Preacher, it ain't for me, though." Said this little boy, him and his daddy was at the beach. And as they was at the beach, a storm come. Washed a bunch of starfish up on land. They was everywhere. Thousands. And said the little boy seen them. Said, "Daddy, what are we going to do?" He said, "We're going to throw them back." And they got throwing the starfish back in the water. They just kept throwing them. The little boy stopped his daddy and said, "Daddy, this is useless. It ain't going to work. There's no way we can throw them all back in. There's no way we can save them all." He said, "No, you're right. But it's worth it to the one that we can." I don't know who I'm talking to in here this morning. but it ain't over. If you'll come to an old-timey altar and do business with God, get honest with Him, the conversion will happen. The change will happen. How long will it take? Today. Do I got to wait 3 or 4 weeks? Today. Will it change? Today. Will it work? Today. 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 Jesus Christ the same. Father, I love You and I thank You for this day, Lord God. I thank You that You're still the same that hung on that cross. Lord God, You're that Savior that we look to, Father. Father, You're not on the cross. You're risen, sitting at the right hand of the Father. But we can't never get to the Father if we don't go by the cross. If we don't go through the blood of Calvary, if we don't look at Calvary and see that You paid that sin debt. Father, this morning, get this heaviness. And Lord God, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Let us get to the feet of the cross. Let us get to where we need to be. Let us talk to You, Father. And Lord, if there's one in here this morning, they say, oh man, my condition is hopeless. It ain't. Trust me. I don't know what you're going through. Father, I don't know what they're going through, but it's not over. It's not hopeless. Because You're on the throne. Father, I love You and I thank You. I ask it in Jesus' holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand.